Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Here's what's happening. Governor Murphy says New Jersey will not be easing coronavirus restrictions anytime soon as the virus transmission rate is on the rise again. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
For the first time in 10 weeks, a key coronavirus metric, the rate of transmission, is above 1 in New Jersey. After hitting a low of 0.7 on June 15th, it's up to 1.03 now. Governor Murphy says that means every new case is leading to at least one more new case.
This is an early warning sign that, quite frankly, we need to do more.
One thing he's considering is following Pennsylvania's lead in requiring a mask for anyone who leaves the house.
We're looking at outside masking as we speak.
20 more people have died from the virus, putting New Jersey's total death toll at 13,373. At a coronavirus briefing, Murphy says the state knew there could be an increase in cases after moving into stage two of reopening, but he didn't count on flare-ups in the rest of the country.
We knew we were taking some amount of risk reopening, but there's a further element of risk associated with hotspots that is something that we weren't planning on a month ago.
So Murphy says it's likely the state will not be letting up on more restrictions anytime soon. Today is primary election day in New Jersey. Today's vote was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic, like many other states in the nation. New Jersey's vote is being conducted almost entirely by mail. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden says you can still vote today if you'd like.
Aside from the presidential race, tops on the partisan ballot is nominating candidates for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Democrat Cory Booker. His lone opponent, civil rights advocate Lawrence Ham. 5 Republicans are on the ballot. All 12 congressional seats are up. The most prominent local contest is down the shore, where freshman Democrat-turned-Republican Jeff Van Drew is opposed by Bob Patterson. 5 Democrats want their party's nod. As for actually voting, since this election is almost totally being conducted by mail, you should have already sent yours in. If you haven't, it will count if it's postmarked today or dropped off at designated locations within your home county.
We have a local list at kywnewsradio.com. You may also vote in person, but polling places are limited in many locations to 1 per town. The Philadelphia Health Department reported nearly 300 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the city over the July 4th weekend, but KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports there are some hopeful signs as well.
A dozen children gathered at the Mander Playground in North Philadelphia, masked and socially distanced, waiting for the signal. Just after 11, water spouted from the spray ground, and they ran toward it.
What I don't want to lose sight of in all this is what we're here for. And we're here to give our kids a decent life in the city, despite all that's going on.
Mayor Jim Kenney says he regrets not being able to open pools this summer, but is glad the spray grounds are back. Regular weekly recycling collection resumes this week, too. Small movements, but in the right direction. Council President Darrell Clark hopes it makes summer a bit more bearable.
We have to come back with some sense of normalcy for these young people.
Despite the case count, there are hopeful signs in the city's numbers, too. New hospital admissions have fallen to single digits. There have been no new cases in long-term care facilities in more than a week. And testing is up above 2,500 a day, so new cases are about 4% of that total. Child care centers have been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, and as Pennsylvania officials are saying, daycare will be a key to the recovery. Another $53 million is on the way to help. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Governor Tom Wolf says there are already 65 child care centers that have indicated they're closing their doors, and around 100 more declined last month's round of funding, a likely indicator, he says, they'll shut down as well.
The fewer child slots we have, the worse it is for people who are trying to get back to work.
He says this funding will not only help centers get through the summer.
It's also going to help them with any increased costs that have been incurred during the pandemic. For example, centers now have to pay a lot more attention to things like sanitization and cleaning.
Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller says they're aware many child care centers will have to do the math on whether or not they can afford to reopen.
Given enrollment changes, cost of safety measures, and ever-changing challenges.
The governor says another $116 million will be allocated over the coming months, bringing the total funding for child care centers since June to $220 million. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mark Abrams. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.